Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning, it's 10 o'clock. Freezing drizzle and light freezing rain, 29 degrees in Wichita. The high today will rise back into the lower 30s. The Emergency Accident Reporting Plan, or EARP, is in effect for the city of Wichita, Derby, Goddard, and Bel Air. Bridges and elevated roadways in the metro are extremely slick. In the past hour, numerous crashes have taken place. Those locations include, but certainly are not limited, to Kellogg and Southwest Boulevard, K-42 and I-235, the eastbound Kellogg ramp to southbound I-135, the intersection of I-235 and I-135 in South Wichita, Hillside and K-254, I-135 and K-96 in both the north and southbound lanes north of 21st Street, 45th and K-96, and 63rd Street South in Hydraulic. We strongly urge you to stay at home, but if you have to be out and about, slow down and please use extreme caution. Wichita police say if you are involved in a crash and no injuries have occurred and all vehicles are drivable, please exchange information and make a report at a substation later. If there are injuries, any vehicle is not drivable, or you believe a crime has occurred, please call 911 so an officer can respond. Will this weekend storm have an impact on Wichita public schools returning to class on Monday? The answer from 259 is it's still too soon to tell. School spokesman Fabian Armendariz says many factors are taken into account before canceling classes.
One thing I will caution some of our neighbors on is every community is different. Because ours, we're located primarily in the city of Wichita, the city does typically a good job of clearing out the streets. So oftentimes there might be some discrepancies because a lot of families expect whatever our neighbors do for us to operate the same way. And sometimes we just can't, just because conditions in Wichita are slightly different than they are in our suburbs.
Officials are asking parents and guardians to watch for updated information this weekend regarding any possible school closings.
Drizzle will continue to develop and become more widespread throughout the day. By this evening, we could have areas of freezing rain. Temperatures will be hovering right near freezing, and especially for folks on the northern sides of the Wichita Metro, expect to see some accumulating freezing rain and ice, and then we'll switch over to all snow, some of it heavy, by tomorrow morning. With your KSN StormTrack 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Right now, an east wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, freezing drizzle and light freezing rain, 29 degrees. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.